Now, leave the Catalani Tower behind you and walk down the slightly downhill street that passes under the arch. Go straight ahead, cross the first street, and continue walking across a pedestrian passing. You're now entering a narrow and long square. In front of you, just on the opposite side, there is the back of the town hall. Make for it. Even if it isn't easily recognisable because it had been included in the huge complex and transformed throughout history, you can now see the Lapita, that at present is one of the secondary entrances to the offices of the Municipality of Bologna. I'm playing a bit, distracting you, but you're a careful listener, interested in what surrounds you, so you have probably noticed that on reaching the star, you're leaving another one behind you. That as quiet as a mouse, set among modern buildings, keeps its eye on the comings and goings in the square. This is the Agresti Tower. The square that you're in came about through demolitions during the 20s and 30s of the 20th century and was widened after the Second World War air raids that deeply destroyed this area. The 17th century was also rather harsh on this tower, considering that on the night of the 2nd of August 1641, an infamous day for other fatal events in the history of Bologna, a furious fire destroyed two buildings that surrounded the tower and the shop of a butcher who at the time lived on the tower's ground floor. The fire had started in a smith's shop and, stirred up by a violent storm, it had continued to burn for days. People in the neighbourhood were panic-stricken, especially because at the time the Torre Lapi, that I have already mentioned, was used to store gunpowder and munitions. Fortunately, nothing exploded and the Agresti resisted, even if the fire forced the Collegio di Spagna institution, which had purchased the tower a few centuries before, to carry out a massive reconstruction. This operation transformed the tower that was lowered to the present 20 metres and was brought in line with the surrounding buildings through the addition of a covered roof terrace. The selenite blocks characteristic of the bases of the Bolognese towers went lost. It stood there, whitewashed and hidden among those walls for three centuries. But since it had not lost anything in solidity and pride, it was able to withstand a new assault, this time due to the bombs that in 1945 completely destroyed a house in the proximity. In the 60s, the tower was the object of a more accurate restoration, and fortunately, it was freed from the Spanish plaster, thus partly regaining its original evocative power. But back to the Lapi Tower. We left it in front of us before taking a look at the Agresti. Not only had it hosted munitions and gunpowder and endured many other experiences, but it has recently been recognised as being the oldest tower in Bologna. Take a look at it. I know that it doesn't seem to have belonged to a noble family. In fact, even scholars are considering explanations about it, hypothesizing that these may instead be the remains of Porta Nova, one of the passages in the selenite wall that encircled the city during the entire early Middle Ages. So, let's stay here for a while. I'd like to tell you the story of the walls to help you understand. Bologna has been encircled by walls from time immemorial. During the centuries, the walls have become wider following the city development. The first walled circle, the so-called Selenite Wall, is dated approximately around the 4th century AD. It enclosed the very heart of what is now the historic city centre. Subsequently, when it was time to widen the city borders, the Cerchia dei Mille was built, that for a long time was believed to be much more recent. It was 3.5 kilometres long and had 18 gateways, called serragli or torresotti, four of which are still visible. The last circle, the one that nowadays corresponds to the ring road that surrounds the city centre, was built at the beginning of the 13th century, when the city was first divided into neighbourhoods incorporating some external suburbs. These city walls have at least one thing in common with our towers, the building technique, the so-called muratura a sacco, sack masonry. In both cases, the builders constructed two parallel walls, 1 meter apart, and then filled the empty space between them with a mixture of bricks, pebbles, and sand. So, Getting back to our Lapita, it is possible to date it to the same period of the first circle of walls, thanks to those selenite blocks at the basement. In fact, they are characteristic of towers of the nobility or city gates. Basically, the Lapita has had both functions throughout history. It started as an opening, and it was then readapted to personal usage by the Lapi, who had taken it over from the Laigoni. It was born as a public building, and it became public again in the 14th century, when the Lapi sold the whole building, including the tower, for 400 lire to the council. Anyway, it was born as a public building, and it became public again in the 14th century, when the Lapi sold the whole building, including the tower, for 400 lire to the council, who wanted to enlarge the town hall. Within a few years, the tower was included in the mighty wall that was part of the town hall, and it looked more or less as it is now. But the tower's peace was again troubled when it was let out and allocated for a long time. The tower was occupied first by the Dominicans, then by a painter, and later by a family of butchers, the so-called Beccai, a name that takes its origin from Becco, the male goat, that was the most common meat of the time. Does this sound strange? Well, the presence of the butchers in this place was not at all accidental. You must consider that since the middle 14th century, the whole Via di Porta Nova, now called Via Quattro Novembre, was crowded with meat sellers' stalls, which had been moved from Piazza Maggiore. The new owners decided to open their shop inside the tower base, thus changing the structure of the tower itself. However, in 1505 the Senate of Bologna, annoyed by the presence of such vulgar and dirty markets so close to the town hall, decided to clear the street from market stands, shops and huts, there were 33 of them, and at the same time to close the opening in the tower base. It was probably this closure that enabled the tower to withstand the explosion that occurred during the 1641 fire that I have already mentioned. Without any real reason, at Napoleon's time the Lapi Tower was lowered by almost a half, probably from 30 metres to the present 18 metres, to be assimilated to the remaining wall. Yet another transformation occurred in 1948 when the butcher's door was reopened to allow access to the town hall, still, however, giving up the original aspect of the tower, whose life was so lively.